When you stop to think about it, Pesach Sheni is a very strange holiday, with a motivation that would be incomprehensible for almost any festival. As we read in Bamidbar chapter 9, some people were ritually impure on the 14th of Nisan, the eve of Pesach, and therefore unable to perform the foundational mitzvah of slaughtering and eating a paschal offering, a Korban Pesach. They ask for a second chance, and God grants it. On the 14th of the following month, Iyar, they may slaughter their lambs. But why should they get a second chance? The Korban Pesach is a historical commemoration, recalling the anniversary of our leaving Egypt. The date matters. We don't say that if it's inconvenient, or even if it's impossible to hear the shofar on the first of Tishrei, when the world was created, that you can simply do it on the first day of the following month. We might have sympathy for those unfortunate souls who missed out on the chance to perform the Pesach offering, but that doesn't mean it makes any sense for them to get a mulligan on such an important ritual. Sometimes you just miss your chance. One possible answer comes from a midrashic strand that associates Pesach Sheni with Yosef. Shmos Rabba suggests that those people who were unfit to offer the original paschal sacrifice in Bamidbar, chapter 9, were impure because they were bearing Yosef's bones, brought back from Egypt and carried on the 40-year journey through the wilderness. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Blessed Holiness said to Yosef, Ata amarta le'achecha, anohi achalkel eschem. You told your brothers, I will sustain you. By your life, when you die, your bones will travel with them in the wilderness for 40 years. As it is stated, there were people who were ritually impure because of the soul of a person, Nefesh Adam. And Adam means Yosef. In the merit of your bones, bizchus atzmosecha, they will perform the small Pesach. Hem osim Pesach katan. The Shem Yishmuel notices another connection point between this midrash and Yosef. Yesh lihisbonen madua Pesach Sheni nikra Pesach Katan, b'mishnah. We should consider why Pesach Sheni is sometimes in the Mishnah called the small Pesach, Pesach Katan. V'nireh dehine b'medrash shepesach Sheni hu b'schus Yosef. It makes sense for in the midrash that we just saw, Pesach Sheni is in the merit of Yosef. V'hine b'medrash Yosef ketanan shel shvatim haya. And also in Midrash, we find that Yosef was the smallest of the brothers, Ketanan Shel Shvatim. Mostly, the holiday of the 40th of Iyar is known as Pesach Sheni. But sometimes, as in this Midrash, it is called the small Pesach, Pesach Katan. Yosef is also associated Midrashically with being small, called the smallest of the brothers. Referring to the holiday this way, then, emphasizes the connection to Yosef. But the Shem Yishmuel is bothered by this. Yesh lahavin lama nikra ketanan shel shvatim. We must understand, says the Shem Yishmuel, why is Yosef called the smallest of the brothers? Adrabba, matzinu shenikra rosh l'shvatim. To the contrary, we find that he is called the head of the brothers. Uve medrash she'amar Yosef l'shvatim, atem haguf v'ani arosh. And in Midrash, Yosef says to the brothers, you are all the body, and I am the head. Even though he is the second youngest son of Yaakov, he is also the most powerful. His dreams present him as the head of the family, and those dreams are made manifest when he becomes the second most powerful person in all of Egypt. In what way is this righteous ancestor, in whose merit we observe Pesach Sheni, small? We can only understand the notion that Yosef is small, says the Shem Yishmuel, by recognizing that the righteous generally are called small, as an homage to the moon, the smaller light, Hama'or HaKaton. And that, says the Shem Yishmuel, teaches us something important about the nature of righteousness. Just as the moon is the smaller light, because it reflects what it receives from the sun, so too the righteous are mirrors reflecting the light of God. Yosef, who selflessly accepted the twists and turns through which God led him, despite being the most powerful of the brothers, was therefore also small. To be small, in this understanding, is not about one's size or social status, but rather about one's ability to reflect God's light, which is why smallness is equated with righteousness. And this, says the Shem Yishmuel, is why in the month of Iyar we get the small Pesach. V'hine, chodesh Iyar nikra Ziv. Behold, the month of Iyar is called Ziv. Hainu, shemikabel ha'ahara menisan, kmo ha'lavana, shemikabeles, or ha'shemesh. Because it receives light from Nisan, like the moon receives the light of the sun. Why is it possible to make up the observance of the Korban Pesach? Why can you commemorate the deliverance of the 14th and 15th of Nisan on the 14th of Iyar? Precisely because Iyar is a month of reception and reflection. The calendar may have turned, but we're still living in the light of Nisan. There's a very real way in which those who must perform Pesach Sheni are not doing it a month late, but rather on a date that is actually relived. The 14th of Iyar is a mirror image of the 14th of Nisan. The light of Pesach and Nisan more generally is so powerful that it transforms even the month that follows it. It's now been a month since our Seders, since we sang Hallel, both at night and during the day, since we were able to tell a story of redemption so powerful that it has become a cross-cultural paradigm and inspiration. Are we still able to feel the effects of telling and living that story? Are we still feeling the excitement we were meant to feel on Seder night? Or have we moved on, too quickly, from that transformative moment of freedom? Pesach Sheni reminds us that even now, the light of Nisan is powerfully present, if we can just stop for a moment to notice it. Our job now is to integrate what we learned from the magic of Pesach and the Sedarim, so we can bring it forward into our lives. So on Pesach Sheni this year, take a pause, perhaps eat some matzah, and remember that the moment of redemption is not over. We are still in it, and therefore, we can get another chance. Chag Sameach.